In both readings today, we hear about the revelation of God to his people. In the first reading, of course, it's the revelation of God to one person, to Samuel. But as Samuel got older, we're told that in the reading, he became known as an accredited prophet from Dan to Beersheba, which is the farthest north and the farthest south point in Israel. The whole of the people of Israel came to recognize that there was a prophet in the land, that God was indeed with his people. Then, with our Lord, we hear how he healed St. Peter's mother-in-law, and then the whole town showed up at the door. We see the way God works. He takes Samuel and he speaks with him alone. As we'll see, he sends Samuel out, who has to proclaim God's word to his people. Yet, you know, what Samuel needed to do for himself was to make sure that he was deep in prayer, that he was spending time alone with the Lord. And when the Lord wanted him to go out and speak, you know, that's when he did so. Then we see Jesus, you know, when all the people are looking for him, he is off by himself in a lonely place, deep in prayer. And he was spending time alone with the Lord. And you know, rather than coming back to Capernaum, where you know all the people would think of him as some kind of hero, he instead wants to go to other towns to preach the good news. You know, it wasn't the will of God that he should be claimed in such ways, or that he would be seeking anything on a human level, but rather it was the will of his Father that he was to preach in other places, and that he was to be alone in prayer. You know, for each one of us, then we see the example. It's the same for us. While we may not be called to the complete prophetic vocation as Samuel was, nonetheless, each one of us is a priest. We share in the priesthood of Christ. Each one of us is a prophet, a priest, and a king through baptism. Therefore, each one of us is called to do the same kind of work. We're called to do the will of God, no matter what it is. It's always tempting for us to seek our creature comforts, but that may not be what God is asking of us. It may be enticing for us to want the acceptance of the crowd or whatever it might be, but that too is probably not what God is asking. What each one of us needs to do is to learn from the example of Samuel as well as our Lord. We're to be in deep prayer. You know, it's only when God wants us to do something that we must be obedient and do it. We have to learn from Samuel. You know, look at the obedience of this child in today's first reading. You know, as soon as he hears the voice, he's up in the middle of the night and runs to Eli. And when Eli tells him, just simply say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. That's exactly what he does. Each one of us needs to learn the same thing, you know, absolute obedience to the will of God. That was the way that our Lord worked. Of course, he's God, and he's obedient to his own will. But nonetheless, he shows us the way. First and foremost, we must be alone in prayer with God. Secondly, to seek the will of God. And thirdly, to do the will of God, you know, even if it doesn't make much sense at the time. We may not understand. That's what each one of us must do. That's the call of our baptism. So that, like Samuel, we can say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And when we hear what God wants of us, then we go out and do it in absolute obedience. You know, if we can learn to listen and obey, then we'll be able to fulfill that prophetic vocation to which each of us is called in baptism, to hear the word of God and to do it.